Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 27th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday questioned Florida and Texas social media laws on First Amendment grounds. According to both states, the laws prevent social media platforms from throttling certain political viewpoints and keep social media platforms from discriminating against conservatives. Justices on both sides of the bench questioned whether private companies should be compelled to carry someone else's speech, if laws could be applied to other sites like Uber without violating the Constitution, and whether laws barring speech can be applied to non-government entities. It's unclear at this stage of the case how the justices will rule or even if they will rule, as several of the nine signaled a desire to send the case back down to lower courts for further review about the potential sweep of laws provisions beyond social media platforms. Netflix confirmed that it has begun requiring longtime subscribers who pay for the service through Apple iTunes billing plans to start paying Netflix directly using a credit card or debit card. Netflix dropped in-app subscriptions in 2018 as it didn't want to incur Apple's 30% fee. However, it allowed customers already using the iTunes billing plan to remain grandfathered in. According to Netflix representative Momo Zhao, all members on the basic plan who were using the iTunes method of payment will need to sign up directly. Sony announced that it is laying off 900 employees, about 8% of its global headcount, and closing down its PlayStation London studio. The reduction in force will impact a variety of PlayStation studios, including Insomniac Games, Naughty Dog, Guerrilla Games, and FireSprite. The layoffs come just days after Sony missed a PS5 sales target, which led to Sony's price stock plummeting by $10 billion. While the PS5 outlook wasn't what Sony was expecting, analysts also pointed toward a near-decade-low games margin, suggesting the cost of making games is eating into Sony's gaming margins. French startup Maestro AI yesterday announced a new large language model that could rival OpenAI's GPT-4. What the company didn't announce is that it has partnered with Microsoft that has invested 15 million euros, which will convert into equity in Maestro's next funding round. EU regulators are looking to analyze the deal, although there is no formal investigation. Yahoo has laid off the leaders of Engadget, the nearly 20-year-old tech publication, and is restructuring editorial teams with a new focus on traffic and revenue growth. 10 employees are being let go, including editor-in-chief Dana Wallman and managing editor Terrence O'Brien, with no plans to replace Wallman, according to people with knowledge of the situation. The changes will allow us to streamline our work, increase our velocity, and ultimately deliver the best content to our readers, said Sarah Priestley, Engadget's general manager. Starting February 28th, NVIDIA's free tier GeForce Now will start showing up to 2 minutes of ads while users wait for their games to load. These changes only affect the free tier, not priority or ultimate, and gameplay will not be impacted. NVIDIA says the ad should help pay for the free tier of service and that it expects the change will reduce average wait times for free users over time. Inkit, a startup that allows people to self-publish stories and then using AI and data science, selects what it believes are the most compelling of these to tweak and subsequently distribute and sell on a second app, Galatea, has secured $37 million in seed funding to expand the kind of content it produces. Inkit has already attracted 33 million users and dozens of bestsellers. The longer-term vision is to expand its content library and build a multimedia empire around it, becoming the Disney of the 21st century, says CEO and founder Ali Albaziz. Streaming subscriber growth in the United States was less than half in 2023 than it was in 2022. Growth in the premium subscription video on demand category slowed to 10.1% last year, down from 21.6% in 2022. Overall growth, however, has more than doubled in 4 years, signaling a steady resubscription trend. Streaming giant Netflix, Comcast-owned Peacock, and Paramount Plus drove the most growth, with total subscriptions at 242.9 million at the end of 2023. And finally, Pokemon Company held its first Pokemon Presents of the year and has announced the next Pokemon game in the franchise. There aren't many details, but the new game is called Pokemon Legends Z to A and is launching simultaneously worldwide in 2025 for the Nintendo Switch. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.